Well, I'm one of them loud preachers, so I don't know if I need this. But you pray for us. Seem like hard to contain yourself when you get to thinking about the Psalms and thinking about the things that Jesus is trying to get us to understand. But we had a Bible study on Friday night, and some of the thoughts that the Lord laid on our heart, we'd like to share here this morning. And if you would, Brother John, would you look over there in the book of Matthew, the scripture where it says, this kind goeth not out by fasting and prayer. And I've been thinking, I don't have all the answers, but I know Jesus does. And I hear this morning, I hear the testimonies, and I hear the concerns, and I hear the different ones, prayer requests, as we need help in this area, and we need help in that area. We need healings, and we need encouragement, and we need the whole nine yards. And we need the Lord. We need the Lord to help us. This morning, for a little while, if you please, I have a message to the church here this morning, but if you're here and you're not part of the family of God, we want to encourage you to make haste before Jesus comes. But I'm here this morning by the mercy of God to try to help encourage us a little bit, to challenge us a little bit, to cause us to really think a little bit. And may the Lord help you and I. I thought about the scripture over there, the book of Ezra. When Ezra got a hold of the book of the Lord, he found out in an area there that the people of God had seemed like moved away from the distance, the places that God wanted them to be. And he set out by the mercy and the grace of God to bring the people to the attention what God wanted them to have and what God wanted them to do. It's my intentions this morning, and by the mercy of God, for just a little while, that we would kind of consider where we are, what are we doing, and when you look at it in an overall sense, what is our focus this morning? Where is our focus, and what are we focusing on? And sometimes we kind of get in an area where we let fears cause you and I to back away from the real place that God wants us to measure to. Now may God help us this morning for just a little while, that you'll pray for us. And again, I say, I don't have all the answers, but I know the Lord does. And I have to admit to you that I'm trying to measure to more of the place of God. I'm trying to get to the place where God can be more pleased with me and my little things that I do that He blesses me to do. I want to get to the place that I don't let the devil come along and discourage me. Yes, when you look at it from an all point of view, over an all way of looking at it, it looks terrible. It looks sad. It looks many times that things ain't happening like they should. But I'm encouraged this morning that we have a God that sit high and look low. Thank God this morning that He wants to look down in behalf of His children, and He wants to give us blessings. He wants to give us gifts. He wants to give us the things that we need to run a successful race. But because of fears, but because of areas that we have accepted, we need God this morning. And I want to challenge us for a little while. And I'm challenging myself this morning. Oh, I'm encouraged this morning. Oh, yes, I would to God that He'll open His eyes, and He will in His time. But I'm looking to God that I got a lot of things that I got to do. There's a lot of things can be done. Oh, me, God help you and I. Can't stop now. I can't slow down now. I got to run harder now than I never ran before in my life. So I'm encouraged this morning. Over in the book of Matthew.
17:14.
All right.
And when they were come to the multitude,
now, I would this morning that we would take our minds off of whatever we have to do after this. But just for a little while, I want to challenge us by the scriptures this morning in that we'll pay attention to what's being said here. They came by the multitude. Read now.
There came to him a certain man kneeling down to him.
Kneeling down to him.
Saying, Lord, have mercy on my son.
Saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. How many times we ask that? How many times are we pleading for someone? How many times are we pleading for our children?
Yes.
How many times we're pleading for our own soul? Lord, have mercy on my son. That's words that we're familiar with. Words that we know when we ask God for mercy, we are like for him to have mercy upon us. Read on, brother.
He is a lunatic.
He's a lunatic.
And sore vexed. Oft time he falleth into the fire.
Off into the water.
I brought him to thy disciples. They could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.
And Jesus rebuked the devil.
And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that self hour.
Same hour.
Then came the disciples to Jesus.
Now, here we have in the beginning of all of this, a situation that has taken place where disciples, no doubt, God had given them power. If you look at the scriptures, behold, I give unto you power to tread on scorpions and serpents and power of all the enemy. And we understand when he sent them out to 70, he sent them out and he gave them power to rebuke devils and to cast out devils and he gave them this power. But somehow or another, just for a little while, as we look through the scriptures here, here's a situation that arose. Here's a situation that arose that the disciples found out that they didn't have enough power on hand at this time to cast out this particular kind of spirit. Now this makes people kind of leery. What's wrong? I thought we had power here. I thought we had enough power to cast out devils and this devil here seemed like we can't do anything with. They brought the man to Jesus. Now you notice put an inquiry between among the disciples. Here they come. Now, Lord, what happened? Why couldn't we cast this thing out? Notice here now.
Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them,
Because of your unbelief.
Verily I say unto you.
Now, hold it right here just a moment, Brother John. Here we're hearing the Lord telling the disciples, because of your unbelief. Now, somebody comes along and challenged us that way. And said, because of your unbelief, you couldn't do it. No doubt we'll have an argument. But if we hold it here just a moment, and we think about it, if I translate that a little bit, because of fear, because of your doubts, because you got in a place where you was afraid, you couldn't do this work. You couldn't do it. Many times among us today, we have accepted things that you and I should need to accept. I'll give a for instance. When we hear cancer comes among us, everybody, no doubt, goes with a little sigh. Oh. What happens is, we have come to the place when somebody gets cancer, we looked at, well, we better get them ready for the grave. May God help you and I this morning. Because of fear. Oh, I think about David. David said, I had trouble with a bear and I had trouble with a lion. Now this uncircumcised Philistine is no different than them. Cancer is no different than any other illness that God can heal. But because of fear, but because you and I, doubting, God can't do what he wants to do. And we have accepted the fact that when cancer come along, we kind of like give up on praying. It's hard to pray through and say, Lord, we want you to heal. It's hard to pray through and say, Lord, we want you to deliver this thing. But instead we pray, comfort them, Lord. Lord, bless them in their illness. Can you see where we are? God, want to heal cancer, and I don't know this morning altogether where he's going to start performing some of these miracles among our young ones. But I do believe we need to get in a place. We need to really get down to business with God and search ourselves. And Lord, we're going to pray a rebuke against this thing called cancer and diabetes and all these other things. I'm not saying God don't heal every case, because there in the scriptures he told some, he said, some of you are going to be put to death. Some of you are going to be beheaded in one thing or another. But yet, I'm still here to help you. We're going to have to begin to take a stand. We're going to have to begin to take a stand against cancer and against every other illness the same way. This uncircumcised Philistine. I remember the bear. I remember the lion. You remember what happened over at Gideon's army? You remember, don't you? 32,000 folks come out. But when the Lord told him, said, all of them is of a fearful heart, he said, let them go home. Let them leave. I was amazed at the number when I read it. I was amazed at the number that was afraid. 22,000 folks. That's quite a number to be afraid. And I ask that question among us many times. How many of us are afraid? How many of us are really afraid? Can we face these diseases that comes among us? And we understand that the doctor can't do anything with cancer, and they get the radiation treatment, and you're worse off after that than you was before when you went in. And oh, but look, can we stand to face this thing face to face? I thought about it the other night. I said, oh, listen, how would it be? Oh, if people would hear over among that group of people over there, God is healing cancer. Can you imagine you couldn't get into service this morning? For people with their beds, and here they're coming with their little tubes, and here they're coming to be healed. Can you imagine? Oh, it's in the scriptures over there. The shadow of Peter and all the brethren. They anointed handkerchiefs, and it sent them out. And it healed many folks. Are we different today? The Bible said Jesus Christ the same one. Yesterday. That's in the morning church. Today, right in the midst of us, and forever. This thing is for our grandchildren. But somehow or another, I'm challenging my spirit. Where are we now when it comes down to really facing these issues head on? I'm thinking about our young ministers that are coming up. Oh, listen, where are they going to be when it come down? Oh, we need to stop maybe somewhere or another. Lord, help us to stop receiving or accepting a crutch. Yes. But we need to stand firm with it. Yes. Can our God heal cancer? Yes. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord. Now, I don't say we ain't going to have to bombard this thing. We're going to have to bombard heaven. We're going to have to pray against hope, folks. Hope against hope. We got to pray now and get some answers from the Lord. But yet, notice what the scripture says here. Read on, brother.
And Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you.
But verily I say unto you.
You have faith as
a grain of mustard seed. Read.
You shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place.
All right.
And it shall remove.
It shall remove. Read.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Nothing shall be impossible to you. Read on. Watch.
Howbeit, this kind goes
not
out.
Even though, I thought about Sister Judy said, God appreciate our efforts. Many times we set forth an effort and we might not get the results that we think, but God appreciates. You and I having an effort to press toward God. Lord, I'm not there yet, but blessed be your holy name. I'm trying, and I'm pushing, and I'm pressing, and I want to see your face and feet. Glory to God. We got a battle to fight, saints. He said, how be it this kind? And that's the thought that the Lord gave me. He said, this kind. Cancer's one of them kind. Notice he said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. I thought about it in our society today. And I said, Lord, would you help us to realize what's going on and what's really happening, because we can't get your attention fully like we wanted to. It's not that you're not blessing us. It's not that we're not saved. It's not that we're just going along as a movement. No. But Lord, we want your attention on some of these serious issues that we have at hand. Now, we want God's attention. All right, let's look at how he's going to get it. Jesus here saying in the scriptures, how be it? Now, this ain't the same spirits you've been dealing with. This ain't the same thing you've been casting out and going on over there. He said this kind only goes out but by fasting and prayer. Prayer along with fasting couple together. Somebody said, well, if I fast, maybe it'll give me power. No, not necessarily so. But what fasting will do, it would bring you and I closer to God to find out how God is working in the matter. And that you and I know how to defeat and combat the enemy in the things that we're in. Yes, fasting is a part of the gospel. Yes, you can't leave it off. But in our busy society, we're eating more than we're not. Hello. Stay with me now. I want to challenge us this morning. And I'm challenging my own spirit. But notice here. He said, how be it, this kind. Now, it seemed to me, if I can understand that right, this is a different kind. This is a different kind than all the others here. How be it, this kind, only going to go out but by fasting and prayer. Cancer is one of them kind. We just can't pray just a normal prayer. We can't just lay hands just a normal way. When you're dealing with cancer, we got to get down to the root of the matter. What's the cause of it? To get the cure. Don't back off now. I'm challenged. I'll say, Lord, I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I'll admit, Lord, I need to be closer to you. Because I do believe you heal cancer. I do believe you got power to do anything. But it's going to take me and you together to get God's attention here. You remember the woman over there that dealt with the unjust judge. And she persistently kept going to him. Avenge me of my adversary. The Bible said for a while he would not. Read it, brother. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint.
Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard of man.
All right.
And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary.
Avenge me of mine adversary.
He would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself,
he would not for a while.
Though I fear not God, nor regard
man. Though I fear not God, nor do I regard man.
Yet because this widow,
I will avenge her.
Lest by her continued,
I believe these cases that we're dealing with, we're going to have to bombard heaven to get some answers.
Yes,
there are situations coming up being left to the younger ministers that they don't know how to handle all together. But may God help you and I. We're going to have to be some examples right in the midst of the believers that we can get something a hold of God.
Amen.
I believe some of the situations that God will give you and I to go through, it's going to cause you and I to do one of the things. We're going to have to get up or sit down. And may God help you and I that we'll get up and stand for what God wants us to stand for and encourage our belief in God. I have heard of him by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes do behold him. And I see him. Didn't realize, Lord, you can work like that. And Sister Dorothy talking about an operation. And I tell you, when I had all these severe headaches and God performed an operation on me that my eyes drained the pressure off my head. Never before had I experienced anything like that. But now I see him. I see cancer. I see diabetes as one of these certain kinds that we're going to have to bombard heaven to get some answers. I see Brother John and Sister Rose surely in terrible times and Oh, listen. It seems like there are times when God, when we pray, God sustain her feelings and sustain her right through there. And then there's time. It seems like when prayer has led up to some point, then she has the battles again. Help you and I don't know if it's going to be Sister Rose altogether. I'm desiring God to do it. But somebody, somewhere, is going to be healed of these things where you and I can stand up and say, that's our God. But because of fear, we kind of squinge when we hear, oh, cancer. And we go, oh. Oh, listen. He said, this kind goeth not out by fasting and prayer. This widow, when she began to call on God consistently. You know, right in our busy age, you know it's hard to pray. Yes. I'm telling you. Yes. And I believe you know that. It's hard to pray. It seems like when you start praying, the clouds. You got to bust through those clouds and get to the higher clouds and get on up to where this thing and get on with Jesus. Because of distraction. And I mentioned, I remember when I heard Brother Herschel preach a message one time. He said, everything is just cloudy of us. And it seems like we can't get through to God. He said, but when you seem like, as the scripture said, lift up holy hand. And he brought to my attention about how that when you go to lifting up your hands, praying to God and looking up to the heavens, he said, seem like your very spirit begin to get involved. And I couldn't wait to try it. And I got over my sister Dorothy one day when she was living in the house before she moved from, and it's dark back in that hole. And I got out there on the porch. And I got out and began to call on God. And I began to lift my hands up to the stars and to the heavens. And right as I got, it seemed like getting in a real good prayer session there, the devil comes along and said, somebody gonna come around this corner and bust your head. Well, you know what that did, don't you? I'm trying to pray now with one eye open and the other closed, looking around. Forget it! The devil has broke your connection you can't get through. In our busy age we're living in.
That's right.
We get so busy sometimes.
Yeah.
Our little prayer is just a little 5 or 6 minute thing and that's it. We don't get under the burden like we should. And because of that we can't get God's attention like we should. God will bless whatever you commit to Him. Whatever we commit to God, whatever sacrifice we give to God, He'll bless it. And our blessing ain't going to go beyond that. It's going to stop right as much as we give Him, as much as He's going to give, He's going to meet us. You draw it out of me, I'll draw it out of you. But because of fear, we have accepted that cancer is incurable. We know the doctors can't do nothing with it. That's me. But if we believe God can do something with it, our only source of really getting a hold of healing, we need to touch bases with God. I want to challenge this morning like God has challenged me. I don't know where you are in the city, but as a whole, I'm involved too. As a whole, I'm part of the church. And God got some things for us that He wants us to deal with.
Amen.
And I thought about it. And it said here, this kind goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. Now, I want to ask you a question. You don't have to answer, but this is something personal. You know how much fasting you do. I'm not talking about just fast day. I'm not talking about we just give one day of fast to the Lord. But I thought about in the old time, when it says they dealt with sackcloth and ashes. You know the thing that brought to my mind? The type and shadow of this thing. In Job's time and all the others, when the kings were there, they didn't come before God in their royal apparel. No, but what they did, they took off those royal things and they adorned themselves in sackcloth and sprinkled ashes over the head and in a sign of humility, getting before God. Going through the things of the suffering to God, give us the answer.
Yes.
Oh, I'm challenging my soul.
Yes.
I want to see something left back for my children, my grandchildren.
Yes.
As Lord that Leah's coming, I don't want them to say, well, we don't see healing like we used to see them. Healing is still there. Haven't gone anywhere. Yeah, we hear a little somebody spring up over here and say, Lord, bless me. He touched my headache. He touched my eyes. Or he touched my foot, or my leg. But what about cancer? I don't want to accept defeat through here. And I want to say, well, Brother Kimball, I don't know about what you're saying. Consider what we're saying.
Yes,
consider what we're saying. All I see in my mind is the scriptures that is encouraging us to move forward.
Yes,
every piece of ground that the sole of our foot thread upon, it is ours. I can see them bringing souls from the hospital over to the church. Can you? Lord, help us here. I can see them just here they leaving the hospital, dragging their bed or whatever. Take up your bed and walk. Has Jesus stopped doing this in his time? Did he stop doing it in the early church? That's far as it go?
No.
How are we going to preach the gospel without preaching divine healing? Can we do it? And when the divine healing comes in, you're talking about God now. I often thought, what would happen if every minister that's coming to Monarch would take 3 days and three nights, don't just go hang down on that little building at the below the hill. And let's get in that building and don't leave out of there. 3 days and three nights praying and discussing the scriptures and talking to one another and getting a hold of God and the first night of the service, what you think happened? See, you can't go to Monarch and say, shut down the kitchen. We're going to do like it did in Nineveh's time. Ain't nobody eating. Then you park somebody outside of town. You see more folks going out there to OK Corral and wherever they're going. There go nothing. There go nothing. Listen, God don't want us to force anybody to do these things. But he wants us to freely offer. Lord, I'll move back my necessary food. Lord, I'll come on and I'm willing to, I want your attention. How are we going to fix ourselves before God to get your attention? Can you see where we are? I'm challenged. I'm stirred. There are certain kinds. Jesus said this kind. This kind, this thing, this is only going to go out. I don't care how you try to deal with it. You're going to have to fast and pray through here. Another, that is not what it's talking about. But what it's talking about is that fasting and prayer would draw us so close to the Lord that we will hear what he has to say. And as we hear what he has to say, him being in our presence, and we are in his presence, it's going to cause you and I to get a wisdom of how to deal with these issues that we're trying to deal with. How be it? This kind. But now, if you notice how the devil tried to defeat us right through here, if you take it in your mind, I'm going home and I'm going to fast all day tomorrow, I guarantee you, before you can get started real good, it's two things are happening. Happen. Well, before you go on a fast, you're going to eat a barrel of food that you don't be hungry. Hello? Well, I'm going on a fast tomorrow. I better fill up tonight. This ain't a gas tank we're filling up. But Lord, this is something that I want to dedicate to God. We need a little bit more strength among us. We need a little bit more belief among us. We need fear rebuked. And when God shows us, when we're praying that because you can't get my attention is because of fear. When you hear these giants move in, we kind of, you know, the children of Israel over there, when Goliath come up and shook his hand or whatever he shook over there and, well, somebody come out and fight me. Everybody start trembling and went here. Little David come up and said, who is that fellow? You better duck. You better hide. Hide for what? Oh, you just come here to try to be Mr. Big Shot. Is it not a cause?
Yes.
Is it not a cause?
Yes. Yes.
You know what's going to happen? If God don't begin to intervene for us, they're going to be the young ones coming home, and when you say cancer, they can give up. They gave up. But where are we going to stand? Where are we going to stand? Oh, I'm encouraged. Yes. And I'm not being critical this morning. I want you to understand I'm in the midst of this thing right with everyone else. I'm in the midst. I need to see. Hello? But yet, I get faint sometimes. I get tired sometimes. But yet, I'm pursuing. I told the saints, I'm not out here trying to prove nothing to the saints, but I want to prove God this morning. I want to prove our God this morning. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. And when they do come open, don't you try to set me down talking about, oh, be quiet, and I will run over somebody. Tell this thing everywhere. Sister Darty say, maybe they ain't got tired of hearing it. Tired of hearing what? That's what's wrong with us. When God do something, we are scared to tell it. Huh? You just might have to tell me to sit down and shut up. Huh? And that ain't gonna stop me. If you're tired of hearing it, I'll tell somebody else. Huh? This sister was kind of discouraged, like she said yesterday. And I sit out there. I got up early with him. I got up around 5:30. And I got out there with him. And I sit in the chair. The old devil said, what you going to do? I'll show you. And I got out there, got to singing. Amen. And they come in to buy and stuff. I say, y'all can put me up on the table too. Take me with you. I can preach. I can talk to you. I can pray with you. How much am I worth? Then I thought, I said, well, we're living in an eating society. People like to eat. So I said, let me start some barbecue rolling. Got in there and started mixing hamburgers and turkey dogs and one thing and another and put them out on the grill. And that thing got to smoking and the smelling and the cars got to stopping and looking. And oh, listen. See, the devil wants us to be discouraged. I'm not discouraged here. Surely it looks bad. Surely we look around and we can see this and it's going on and dying and we say, well, that's the will of the Lord. Yes? Sure it was, I guess. But it's also His will for you and I to measure up.
Amen.
To be increased with power. Here.
And shall not God avenge His own elect?
Oh, yes.
Which cry day and night unto Him?
Day and night.
Though He bear long with them?
Though He bear long with
them. I tell you that He will avenge them speedily.
He will avenge them speedily.
Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth?
Oh, God, help us. This morning don't unsave you. But what I'm saying is, I'm not just settling down with just something meal. I want something. You got power in this thing? I want power with this thing. I want power with this thing, Brother Mike. The bear and the lion. And when Goliath came out there, we all know the story. As he shook, the fear of the camp was in such a place where they didn't know they had Jesus, God, on board. Huh? They didn't know it. It seemed like they didn't reach out. And then when David come along and reminded them of what kind of God we're serving and where our God is, quickly the devil tried to discourage that. I want to challenge us. God wants to challenge us. God's challenging me. I can't tell you that you need to just go and fast and pray. Can't force that on you. But I will say this. Fasting and prayer is part of the gospel. It's part of a Christian walk. You can't leave it off. Because when you get into the place of prayer and fasting, it brings us to a place to enter into the presence of the Lord. Can't seem to get in His presence no other way without humbling our heart. When Esther was over there dealing with the children of Israel again, Esther fasted and prayed for 3 days and had an agreement in prayer. And when she came before her old king, King held up his scepter and said, "Now you can enter in." Prayer and fasting brings us into the presence of the Most High God. So He can hear our petition. I want to say to us, I don't know your prayer life. I don't know. I'm not speaking just as a small group here this morning, but I'm speaking as a whole. I believe the church in general, as we begin to get back to the place of sackcloth and ashes and putting our busy schedule and time aside and give God the time. I believe the definition, somebody already have that definition of fast, Brother John? Would you read that, please?
A religious fast is sanctifying a day to the Lord by a willing abstinence from meat and drink.
A willing abstinence from meat and drink.
From delight and worldly labor.
From delight and worldly labor.
That the whole man more thoroughly humble before God.
More thoroughly humble before God. And more fervent. Can you see? Now that's a definition. And you might have a definition too. You might have your own definition. But I'm saying this morning, God wants us to get away from our busy schedule for a space of time that we can converse with Him, that we can get His attention. And one of the first things I want to tell Him is saying to Him, God, we need power over these tents. Power over these diabetes. I trust this morning that we'd be challenged. See, it is more than just going through life, taking care of a family, and you know, and paying our bills. And we look at life, we go to church on Wednesday and Sunday, and we just got a casual way of doing things. But now we're getting a little bit more than that. I say we're challenged this morning to this point. If we're not going to doctors, we better get a hold of God. All right now. I'm the one. Don't even, doctor is not in my vocabulary unless it's Dr. Jesus. You understand what I'm talking about? And if I'm not going to go get no medication or no shots and no all of this, I better get a hold of God. Yeah, I ain't gonna get a hold of God, and something gonna happen. Something gonna happen. So then it puts me in a place that if God is my supplier, if God is the one that's gonna do the healing on me, I need to get on target. I need to get on target. And every time I think about getting on target, I think about them 700 fellows over there, left-handed, can hurl a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. Experts. The Lord help you and I. I'm challenged this morning. I'm challenged in my spirit. I'm going to tell you. Somebody said to me, "Aren't you tired?" Tired of what? Yeah, I'm tired of being down in a dump somewhere. No, it's time for me to get up. It's time for me to get up and stand up and proclaim my Jesus. And here's another thing I want to say. We dwell many times on our problems. When we come to service, you can tell it in our singing many times. I am a child of God. Are you? Is that the way a child of God is supposed to sound? Come on. Stay with me here. We dwell on our problems. We ought to come in the door praising the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe if we turn our sorrows into joy, we'll come out a whole lot better. I got unsaved children. You got unsaved children. You got sick relatives. I got sick relatives. But lo and behold, when we step up in the door, a representative of Christ, hello. I can stand tall when I see my Jesus healing him. Get up. Take up your bed. Get out of here. Oh, glory. Take up your bed. How'd you like to say that? You walk up to somebody and say, take up your bed and walk. You know, if we ain't in the right place, it'd be just like that fellow said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Huh? Yeah. That's where we'll be if we ain't in touch with Jesus. When you come to somebody and say, take up your bed and walk, you better know what you're talking about. Yes. There's inspirations of faith that God gives. Yes. I remember the man laid at the gates daily. Laid there daily. The disciples walking by him, no doubt, every day. He'd been begging there for days. But this certain day, this certain time of inspiration, now is the time. Peter and John stopped by, looked at him. He looked at them. He wanted something, and they had something to give. Glory, hallelujah. Silver and gold, I ain't got none. Now see, that's what put me in a place where in this world, silver and gold, we going back and forth. Yes, we need money to live and operate, and I understand that. But listen, silver and gold, we don't have any, but such as we have, we'll give it to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That fellow didn't only walk, he got to jump it. Oh God, help us. Huh? Let me bring another incident in. May God help us this morning. You remember over by the pool, it seemed like every certain season, the water stirred. And whoever get in there first was the one that got healed. Here's a man was down 38 years. And I can imagine seeing this man in my own mind. And, oh, I got a mind since I'm blind. Ooh, hallelujah. I do some thinking. And I can see this man crawling up to that little pool, and just about the time he gets in there, somebody else, excuse me, brother, steps in. Did that discourage him? No, it didn't. Next time around, he's crawling up there again. He said, I don't have nobody to help me. Everybody here trying to help themselves. Everybody here trying to get in. And brother, I'm sorry, but I would love to help you, but I ain't got time. Excuse me. That's discouraging, isn't it? If you look at it from that kind of viewpoint of view. We're in a busy time. Everybody trying to help themselves. Folks are trying to help. Ain't got time to help you, brother. May the Lord bless you. Pat you on the back and see you going. Okay, brother. May the Lord bless you. Be praying for you. But Jesus came right on the scene. Recognized this from heaven. Came on the scene, looked at the fellow. He said, what you doing? Well, I'm trying to get in the pool. Didn't have a bad attitude about it, either. He didn't say, Sam over there, he ain't no good. He knew I've been trying to get in here for longest, and all he had was a little foot problem. But he could have helped me got in. He didn't have a bad attitude. He said, every time I try to get in the pool, said, somebody step in ahead of me. Somebody getting there before I do it. I'm just still right here trying to get in. Yeah. How long you been in? 38 years. Been trying to get you. Well, bless your heart. I tell you what you do. Get up, man, start walking. Take up the bed. Oh, listen. Either I believe these scriptures, either I believe the word of God, or I don't believe it. And in closing, I want this to challenge my soul. I'm challenged, and I'm asking God, Lord, whatever it takes for your people, get us to the place that where we ought to be. Let us not be just satisfied with headache healing. Huh? I stumped my toe, and I broke my finger. But Lord, help us to advance more in the kingdom. Sister Rose over there needs a healing.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
She needs a healing.
Yes, she does.
Here, Brother John and family lost his mom, lost his dad, lost his son. Now here's wife. You think he ain't in pain? Lord, help us here. Do I feel sad for him? Do I just feel sorry for him? Or is this going to push me to get some answers from God? We need answers from the Lord. I'll ask the question, who's next? Who's next to be brought down with cancer? Who's next to be brought down with blindness? We need answers. I want you to join in me with prayer that God would do with me what he wants to. Do with us what he wants to. And try to deliver this gospel. I'm stirred. But I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. Yes, Lord. I don't see us there yet. I don't see us where you're fully pleased with us. But I appreciate your blessings.
Yes, amen.
I appreciate your blessings upon us.
Yes.
And there's more. There's more that you want us to get.
Yes.
Saints, this morning, I want to thank you for your time. I trust I didn't bore you this morning. But I'm stirred in my soul.
Amen.
That if we're going to be a people of God, let's do everything we have to do. You pray for me.
Amen.
Got some water under here?
No. Yes. Go ahead.
feel like there's much we can add to this thought. But I'm stirred, I'm challenged. Challenged to get closer to the Lord. The brother said something about this man that was at the well or at the water, that everybody else was getting in ahead of him. Everyone was thinking about themselves. You know, may the Lord help us. If we really examine ourselves, we'll find that's our case in a lot of situations. But the scripture says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, I'll tell you something. I believe that we perceive that to be that he will not find faith on the earth. I believe we accept that, well, the Lord did those things in the early church, but I don't know about the time we're in now. We're getting near the end of time, and it doesn't seem like maybe the faith that was once delivered to the saints, he's going to find that. But I'll tell you what, we need to examine ourselves. We need to be stirred. This is stirring to me. We're in a time, I've heard an expression, and I think this is where we are today. I've heard an expression that we believe in divine trusting. And we've reduced the thought of divine healing to divine trusting. And I thought about that myself, and I said, well, that's it. See, that's kind of the answer that we have for the fact that these cases are not being healed. We're going to trust the Lord. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But you know, we're going to have to see some work to be able to be encouraged. And we need to elevate our thinking above settling in on where we are and accepting what the devil has imposed on many cases. Many people, the Bible said in one place where a woman had a spirit of infirmity and she was bowed for so many years, bowed down. It was no more than a spirit of infirmity. It was the devil that allowed this thing to come upon this woman. So we're looking at all these cases and we feel like it's safe for us to say, well, we believe in divine trusting. We can hardly lift up our heads and say we believe in divine healing because we don't see enough of it. Lord, stir our souls today. Help us to put in. Brother said, as much as we're willing to sacrifice, that's how much we'll get. But I want to read something here. The Bible says that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's some foundations in this thing that we need to look back to. And we need to begin to build on those things. There was a reading I got out of the Birth of a Reformation. And it said, Brother Warner, which is who we acknowledge to be a man of God that was used in the early Reformation of this church. I don't know if y'all ever heard this before. But he went to a funeral. He was called to preach a funeral for a young sister. And there was a brother and a sister who was praying for this woman that had passed away, this sister that died. And they believed, the woman believed that God was going to raise her from the dead. So Brother Warner went along and he started praying about this thing. And he says, as he studied and examined the scriptures relative to miracles, he found that Christ aroused and inspired faith and admiration in the people by miracles. Brother said something tonight about what would it be, you wouldn't have a hard time people getting saved if you could see some real miracle working. We need this. Saints, we need to dig in and get a hold of this thing. Not let it go. We're letting go of some of the things God has willed to us. But this was one thing. He said the second thing was that the final commission teaches miracles. The Bible teaches that there will be miracles. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit is miracles. But we're settling in with something less than that. Lord, help us today to be stirred in our souls. And he said that they were the means of the success of the apostles and that the gift is set in the church. And the Lord gave me a scripture a couple weeks ago. He said, lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. That means that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, is with us even unto the end of the world. Not until 100 years before the end, but until the end of the world. Right on down to right now. Jesus can do these things. Lord, help our faith this morning to be inspired. But anyway, it went on to say that when he examined that, they begin to fast and pray that the Lord would raise this sister up. And they prayed, he said, for about a half an hour. And after that, they resigned to the will of God in behalf of this sister. And they resigned that it was God's will for her to die. And they let it go. They accepted the will of God. But as he made a comment in this writing, he said, he writes that this incident seemed only to increase their faith, and that he believed that God was well pleased with the effort to exert this faith. We heard about an effort this morning. God is well pleased for us to make the effort. If we'll give up on making the effort because we get discouraged at not seeing the things that we'd like to see, we'll never see what God wants us to see. We'll never get a hold of what God wants us to get a hold of. Saints, we got to keep our courage and our faith up. We've got to keep pressing for these things that God wills to us. May the Lord help us. Brother Warner said that. And you know what happened later on? There were souls that was raised from the dead. Blind eyes was opened. All manner of sickness and diseases were healed. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Did he slay him? No, he didn't slay him. Many times we'll accept things and figure that we'll use the scriptures to comfort us in our resolve to the fact that we cannot receive these things. May the Lord stir our souls. But here Brother Warner said he believed that God was well pleased with the effort to exert this faith, that if not through them, if not maybe through us today, but as Brother said, our children, Lord help us, and if not through them, God would through someone else revive this element of apostolic power. God is wanting to revive the power in the Church of God. And it's up to us to go after those things. It's up to us not to accept that we are living and